Martins.com.
Somebody asked me a while back whether I thought I was the underdog, and I said I was in 2008, and I think I will be in 2012.
An incumbent president who thinks he is the underdog. What do you think, America? That is the message that's emerging from this three-day tour in North Carolina and Virginia. My name's Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. We're at the crossroads of dropping off into obscurity or continuing to be a land of greatness. 2012 is very important for a lot of different reasons. Sad to see so many people scrambling to find work. To see that people can't afford to educate their children because they can barely keep the lights on at their homes. They can barely stay in their homes. Here's a real sign of the times. Whether you like dogs, like animals or not. I talked to somebody in two different parts of the country just for fun, just to see, I'd say fun, but just to see what was happening with, you know, this adopting dogs and whatnot. And they told me that their kennels, the SPCA's told me their kennels are overrun. Yes, people will adopt the dogs and whatnot, but it's a bad time in the economy, so people, when they have to make decisions, they love their pet, but now they really, it comes down to, I can't afford dog food, I can't afford this pet, and animals are being dropped off in neighborhoods all over the place. And in my neighborhood, there was a dog that was dropped off with a note attached to it that said, we love our little Jimbo. That was the name of the dog. It was all over the news, too. And he's a great dog. He follows commands. He will sit. He will give you his paw. And all went through a whole thing about what this dog was like. But we can't afford to keep the dog any longer. I pray someone finds this that can give him a good home. Oh, so depressing. And that's what we're faced with. We're faced with double-digit, really, unemployment and the fact that we've got so many people, ultimately, that are going to end up into that Social Security crowd, and we're just having our first increase, cost of living increase in Social Security in over 2 years, 3.6%, which will amount to about $39 a household, which is just under $500, and Medicaid is going up. So think about that. Those numbers really don't jive. So we have some serious problems, and if somebody doesn't take an axe soon and stop the spending, and if we don't figure out ways to make up that deficit, then we're going to continue to spiral in the wrong direction and create a system where you have people who have and you have people who don't. And that's it. And there's no in between. There's no the American dream. I used to say on the show, grab the brass ring, because I truly believe that you can get kicked around, and that's, you know, it's the valleys and the peaks, but that's what makes life so sweet, right? That you struggle for something, and then it happens, and it's like everything is lifted, and isn't it great? Because you were reaching out, and you got the brass ring. You got it, finally. Maybe that happens once or twice in your life. I'm fearful that there are going to be kids, generations behind us, that never have that, that there's no reaching out for it, because they're barely surviving no matter what their circumstances. So it is about the economy. That is the focus of 2012. In all the Republican debates, it's always at least 50% of what's being talked about. In one debate, it was all they talked about. In this latest debate, where 5.5 million people tuned into CNN on Tuesday to listen to the usual suspects, minus John Huntsman, the former Utah governor, there was a big portion of what was discussed, was talked about with the jobs and with the taxation, with what the plans are. Rick Perry says he's for a fair tax, and he's going to release his plan later in the week. And he'll say exactly how he plans to do it. What will turn things around for this country. So we'll see. Will it be a similar version of 999 I don't think so. I think it's going to just be about the flat tax, centering around the flat tax. But I'm wondering if in your corner of the United States of America, like I said, you hear the news, Social Security up 3.6%, but, you know, that's $39, and you've got people who are working extra jobs and all that sort of stuff. Is there hope and optimism still, or are people gloomier? Are they more gloomy, I guess, if I can use that word? To me, it kind of feels that way. As a glasses-half-full person, I see it. I mean, people are draining my glass. I see it everywhere. And I don't blame folks out there. It's tough times. And I know this is the familiar drumbeat here, but how can we ignore what's right in front of our faces? I always say that this show is about what's going on in the United States and your chance to vent, no matter what you say your stripes are, your left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. You have a place here where you can sound off. Bring it. We want to hear it. We want to hear what you think, what the Republicans debating, what the takeaways from that are. Economically, what has to happen in this country to shake things up? Is it? I believe in a flat or a fair tax. I absolutely think that that would work. I think whoever comes up with the best math that we can all stomach, they may be the winner. Including this current president. Does he have a way to turn it around for the people who he's lost, the people who voted for him before, and the people who are in between and can't decide who they're going to vote for? Because they have a shot at that. Rick in Illinois, you get the first crack this hour. Hello.
Hello, Kate. When Steve Forbes ran for president, he had the best plan for taxes, because it's like brackets. You know, you made like up to $12,000, you don't pay like 1%, and $12,000 to $25,000, whatever, and then pay 2%, and so on and so forth. That's more of a fair way to do it, and there'll be no write-offs, no deductions, no nothing. You know, you make $35,000, you take it, like say you're 3% times 3%, that's what you pay.
Right. Yeah, I like that. I remember that. I remember him talking about that. He didn't have a chance at going very far, but once again, here's a guy who had some economic sense, and I think that's not a bad idea. You're right. You don't have the write-offs, but you'd have the lower percentage that you would pay in, and that's always the goal, is not to pay. Nobody wants to pay the high taxes, so depending on what you earn, that's fair. Just move up the chain.
Yeah, I mean, everybody pays.
Everybody pays.
Yeah, there'd be no write-offs, no deductions, none of this subsidies, none of that stuff. It'd be a fair way for everybody. Then, like I say, the more you make, the higher your little bracket, but it wouldn't be up to 28% or nothing like that. It could be over, like, maybe 6 or 7% the most, you know, for the millionaires. But they have to pay their fair share, too, so.
Right, so that's okay if you have to pay 7%, but you make a lot of money. That's a lot different than paying 20%. 25%.
Say if you make over $500,000 a year, you can't pay no more than 7% tax on what you make. You know, $500,000, $1 million, or whatever. Yeah, that'd be the fairest way to do it.
Yeah, it seems it'd be a lot easier too. Rick, we're up against it, but yeah, he did score some points. I remember when he talked about that. I mean, I have to really go back into the archives of my head, but. Yes, because then you don't have any of the other things, the deductions, all the things that try to add, as you try to bring that tax number down. Something similar to that, I think, would work. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional
supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Segment, a little fruits and nuts. Some of the crazy things that are happening across the nation that you might have missed because, you were busy working on a second job at the restaurant. But we have a former star baseball player who is in his orange jumper, and he was in court, and he was pleading no contest to what crime. I'm going to tell you. You're going to have to wait and find out about that. Also, a woman who was unfairly, or wrongly is the better word to use, imprisoned because of her name. Oh, that'd be awful. I'll wait till you hear this story. That's a humdinger of a story, too. Fits right in there with fruits and nuts. So that's where we're at, again, coming up around the bend. I mentioned a couple of things right from the get-go. One, that Social Security is handing out its first so-called raises since 2009. 3.6% more is now what Social Security people on it, 55 million, will get, which is the equivalent of $39, just under $500. I mean, of course, they'll take it. Yes, absolutely. But Medicare costs are going up, so it's kind of a wash. It is a wash if you look at it that way, but at least it's there versus, oh, no more cost of living, so we'll take even more out on top of that. It's very scary. I think that, they talk about what's the retirement age going to be. I got a word for you. How about never? How about Jay in his truck? Jay, sorry to point you out. You're going to be driving forever, my friend. I hope you're in good shape because you're going to be driving. You're going to be driving along with Don in Wyoming. Me, I don't know. I'm probably going to be doing the loudspeaker somewhere at a assisted living facility, because that's the job I'll end up getting when I'm 80. I'm not sure. But it's no joke, really. I think, without a doubt, many, many people are going to absolutely work at some crazy ages. You know, it's one thing when you're in your 70s, 80s, whatever, and you want to work. You want to do something part-time. You want to work at the garden center. You want to be a greeter at Walmart. You want to, I don't know, open a small business on the knowledge of what you had done for your career, have a little accounting thing on the side, whatever. Doesn't matter. You want to paint houses because you're not going to sit around. You're only going to travel so much. You had a little bit of money saved up, but you're worried, how far is that going to go? So sure, you can go hit golf balls and do all that other stuff, but I think people do get bored. The problem is, now it's not going to be so much about that. I think it's going to be about so scared to death and not really being able to afford it that you have no choice but to work. And then you think of that, and what about any kind of discrimination with age? I guess it would depend on the industry the person was working in or what they could get back into, but boy, networking has never been so big. You'll have to network. All of us are going to have to network until we're in the ground. I mean, seriously, because that's how you're going to get jobs. You're going to have to touch those people. You're going to have to be out there. People are going to have to know you and know your circumstances. So if something comes up, your name gets dropped, because for goodness sake, that's how people end up getting jobs anyway anymore. And if you're in the older demographic, absolutely, that's going to be how you're going to get that side job or whatever, because somebody's going to recommend you for what you've done in the past. All right, as we mix things up here, not in the sense of the fruits and nuts, but along another path, you've got a lot of grandstanding happening, and that's what I was mentioning. You know, whether it's the president says he's an underdog, and that's an emerging theme, and that's easy because then it's me against them. And with the Republicans, since they all look the same except for Michelle Bachmann, in a sense, I mean, the suits, the guys, the whatever, it's me against them. How many of them are there? And he's not saying that, but that's the way it's being portrayed. Hey, I'm the underdog, and I'm just the guy who's been leading the country, and there's all the rest. Because they're having a lot of debates, and they're getting a lot of tube time and space time, and that means that even when you are the incumbent, you're going to get paranoid, and your people around you are going to want you out, speaking, disguising what you're saying, so it doesn't seem like a blatant plea for votes. That's what it'll be in the beginning. It won't be that. It'll be the subtle push to get your vote. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Kay, I think sometimes maybe are we having too many debates?
That's what I think. I said heading into the Nevada debate, I thought really we are debate weary. We've had like five of them within just over a month, and that's crazy. You know, whether it's Florida, New Hampshire, wherever, and this last one, of course, you know, taking place in Nevada and talking about some of the similar themes. But this one struck a chord because they went after each other. When you eat your own, you get a lot of attention, and that's what was going on that stage. They were really going after each other, and that's the thing. So you got to whittle it down. They got to whittle down the pack.
Well, I suppose that's true. I don't know. It just seems like
a lot.
It's the time of the season, I guess. Time of the year is coming into the presidential election that we'll have this. But I wanted to turn my thoughts to, I've been out of pocket for a few days. Has the Saudis done anything in regard to this assassination situation?
No.
As far as taking some action against Iran?
No, nothing has happened with Iran. You know, we've had 19, the United States has issued or thrown in with other people 19 economic sanctions over the past couple decades. And of course, they weren't fruitful. Now there's more talk of a sanction, talk of getting getting China and Russia on board, which I think they want no parts of it. And no, nothing has happened on the Saudi Arabian front whatsoever, other than calls to the president. That's it. Of
well,
course,
it
just slips away.
Yeah, you know, I don't know where the Saudis are coming from here, but, you know, that's just going to continue unless they take some kind of concrete action against the Iranians. You know, they could, let's say, for example, nobody with an Iranian passport gets to go to Mecca for 5 years.
There you go.
That would tighten their jaws just a little bit.
Sure.
I don't know.
what else can you do?
Yeah, it's a really a situation that they're going to have to choose sides eventually what they want to do, and obviously they don't have a friend in Iran if they're doing this, pulling stunts like this.
I agree. So, I mean, I agree that this is the time to demand things, to say just. Be heavy and hard about it. You cannot come in here. I mean, that you gave a great idea. You can't go to Mecca. Everybody wants to go to Mecca. You can't go. Sorry, we would love to let you through, but because of how your country is operating, we can't do it. We can't let you through. I don't care. You cannot get through here.
Yeah, they got to have some concrete action. But
right, versus the economic. Everybody keeps going back to the economics. That's a good roadblock. Oh, we just cut them off. But that's not working. It's not working. There's ways around it because China and Russia are helping out Iran. So that's not going to stop anything.
Well, maybe it is a good thing that we ought to consider going to the old folks home. And, you know, I can call out B-12 and O-13 as good as anybody. We need to get together on that, Kate.
We do. I'll be there right there with you. I'll do the announcements because I feel pretty confident my voice will be okay. And you can do the bingo side of it, and it'll be fun. And we can hang out by the pool the rest of the day.
Hey, my future's secure.
Yeah, I feel good. We're going to tag team it. Thanks for the call. Hey, not a bad life. My grandfather did it. He did it the last couple years of his life, and he loved it. He played tunes. He had jazz. He had a whole bunch of jazz. I mean, his massive jazz collection, everything from Ella Fitzgerald to whoever, you name it, modern stuff, he had it. So he was 90 through 93, and he was once a week, he'd have a little concert. He'd play his CDs. Everybody would come down to their version of the mess hall. And he would, John Fitzgerald was his name, he'd be spinning the tunes for the people. So maybe I'll follow in his footsteps. All right. Stay with us. Coming up next, fruits and nuts. You don't want to miss this one.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't be there. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life before the collapse.
vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. The Las Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way. And when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad. No, not yet, my dear. That greenish way you're looking means that you are ripe for cooking.
How about me?
No, no. When you are fully ripe, my dear, those little flecks of brown appear.
Me?
You're most digestible, my friend. Delicious, too, from end to end.
And
you can
nuts.
Put them in a pie.
How'd you like to be this woman in Atlanta who says, you know what, I was mistakenly in prison for 53 days. Why? Because the cops confused me with somebody else with the same first name. All right, her name, Teresa Culpepper, called the police to report that her truck was stolen. That happened in August. When they showed up at her home, they arrested her for aggravated assault committed by another Teresa. She only has the first same name. The only descriptions that match are Teresa. And that's it. And here's the other side of this thing. The attorney, who's now has represented Teresa Culpepper, says Culpepper, who's 47, didn't have the same address, birth date, height, weight, as the Teresa who was supposed to be arrested. So Culpepper, who was legitimately convicted of a misdemeanor in the 90s but otherwise had no criminal record, lives in a rough neighborhood, though. So the police are on patrol there. She and her family were unable to post $12,000 bond to get her out of jail, so she wasn't released until her public defender found the victim. He had to go out, find the victim of the assault, brought him personally to the court to say that this isn't the woman at all. They don't even look alike. Are you kidding me? How crazy is that?
I can't imagine that just a first name. What are they doing in Atlanta? To me, they're a bunch of nuts on the job if they can't look up all that other information and realize, oh, there's just because it'd be like arresting me because I call them somebody's stolen my car and my name's Kate and they've got an arrest warrant out for some woman named Kate who assaulted someone somewhere in a town nearby. Are you kidding me? Oh, if I'm this woman, she's about to get richer. Because if I'm her, I go to somebody. I'm not even a lawsuit person, but I have to serve 53 days. I'm just trying to feed my family. I'm trying to get a leg up. I'm doing the right thing. I'm a law-abiding citizen, whatever. And then that happens to me, and I'm locked up for that amount of time. Oh, you bet. You have a wrongful imprisonment suit. Absolutely. And maybe she just goes to the city and says, write me the check now because we're going to sue you. And she gets a good enough lawyer, and she will, that they'll just take it on contingencies. They'll have to win something for that because they had no reason to arrest her other than the first name, which is crazy. Hotlanta. Boy, I am dying to live in Hotlanta. I don't know about the rest of you. Woo, that's bad. All right, this is a real fruity, nutty situation. It always is. Rick in Illinois used to be fascinated with Lindsay Lohan, and I don't care so much about the whole entertainment thing. You know, we don't talk about it very often other than sometimes we do movies, cheap movie reviews, and we've got somebody on from Hollywood talking about the backstories on some really cool things, but not so much the what I like to call the TMZ route. You know, that show that's cheesy where they follow the Hollywood types around. So Lindsay Lohan, at one point in her life, cute little girl who's getting parts in movies. Now who knows what this chick is? I have no idea. She walks into a courtroom in handcuffs and in designer dresses and heels and whatever. What happened was her probation was revoked because she was booted from a community service assignment at a woman's shelter. And the reason she was booted is they say, listen, we had to keep violating. She just got one violation after another violation after another violation after another violation. I mean, we just couldn't deal with this girl. So bail is $100,000. Gee, you think that'll be a problem? No, of course not. It was immediately posted. She reached into her Louis Vuitton handbag and posted the bail. Whether or not she's out of custody at this point by the time they processed her, who knows? This poor kid. She has been in legal problems for however long, I don't know. This all stems from, she's 25, she was given probation for a 2007 drunk driving case and a misdemeanor theft case this year. You know, the sad part about all of this, and so all she had to do was do 360 hours at this downtown woman's shelter. They help the homeless women. She just had to do that, and I guess what happened was she just blew off all the assignments. She showed up once and left after an hour or whatever. So that's not working for her. But here's the bottom line. Good for this judge. Just put her in prison, whatever. At least make a point of going after her. Because once again, it's just how it is. If you have serious money or some kind of power claim to fame, you know, you're different than the rest of us. Drunk driving, paparazzi's in the courtroom. Oh, I'm so sorry. Boom. Slap on the wrist. Whatever, next offense. Did you really take that necklace without permission from the jewelry store? Well, we're just going to give you community service. Me, they'd lock me up probably for 3 years. Who knows? And I wouldn't be in a Camp Cupcake prison. Who knows where I would be? Probably broadcasting the announcements to the rest of the prisoners because I'd have to have something to do. There's a running theme here if you're following my drift. So ultimately, Lohan fits into fruits and nuts, and it just shows you the difference of an everyday person's life versus somebody with some fame and some money. One, they get better attorneys, and it always comes back to that. You get the better attorneys, you're probably going to get the better deal, even if they make an example of you. This boggles my mind. Lenny Dykstra is a guy I used to watch play baseball. He played for the Mets, and then he played for the Philadelphia Phillies as well. And he was a star, a bona fide young star with the Mets back in those days when he played with them. Now he's in an orange jumpsuit pleading no contest to grand theft auto charges from a scheme to lease cars using phony businesses and credit information. He's 48 years old now. And, you know, entering that plea is the equivalent in the Golden State, California, of guilty. So he's got three counts of grand theft auto. He pleads no contest to one count of filing false financial statements. This is a World Series hero. Now he has a maximum penalty of maybe 4 years in prison. He's got to go before a judge for sentencing in January. And here's what he was doing. Like I said, he had a scheme working. He and two other people with him were accused of running this deal to lease high-end autos. That's what they did, from dealerships. They used fake information and they claimed credit through a phony business called Home Free Systems. And they were rejected at two dealerships. They drove off with three cars from another business. So Dykstra has just lost it. Originally, he faced 25 criminal counts, including three counts of possession of a controlled substance because of the discovery of cocaine, ecstasy, and some other synthetic growth hormone when they searched his house. So they knocked that out. Once again, a little bit of fame has its privileges for him. So, Nails, what are you doing? He was a baseball player in the majors for more than a decade. He was an outfielder for the Mets and for the Phillies. And when he was young, in the 86th season, he became a stud. He struck a walk-off, you know, batted a walk-off game-winning homer in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. And boy, has he fallen since then. Definitely falls into the fruits and nuts category because he has lost it with all the nutty, crazy things that he's done over the years in this kind of ice, you know, it's like the icing on the cake of crazy Lenny Dykstra, who at one point was a completely different person. Yeah. Wow. Let's move on to this one. Got one more for you that's pretty crazy when it comes to this category, which can be defined in a couple of different ways. You know, notice we started off with a woman who falsely is imprisoned, and all because of just a first name, and now we know she has a pretty good lawsuit. And then we move to the situation where you've got a $3 million luxury camper. Okay, did you notice I said $3 million luxury camper? Now, even if you're loaded, are you paying $3 million for a camper? I don't know. What's different? What is so incredible in this camper, and why? What are you doing with this camper? It's a mansion. It's a Chevy Corvette car and speedboat hybrid. And it is pretty slick looking, I will give it that. There's no question. But it's called the Element Palazzo. It's got lavish fixtures and designs, and it's $3 million. What crazy nutty person is going to pay that kind of money to live in, I don't know, in this RV, because it still is an RV at the end of the day. It has a rainfall shower and a fireplace. It has a 40-inch TV. It has leather interior. It has a master bedroom with an adjoining bathroom. Okay. I mean, it looks nice inside, but I will come back to my original statement. It's still an RV. It's an RV. So, you can customize it all you want to customize it for, but do you really need a solid gold phone inside the RV that's worth $60,000? Are you kidding me? What nut is paying $3 million for that? I got to post this on the website, because you have to see what this looks like. It's crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Well, it's downhearted and confused. It's cause baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. You'll spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
It could be bad luck if you were the customs agent, the Swiss official that intercepted a man at a Zurich airport who was smuggling in a suitcase full of spiders. Ooh, remember that song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes? Oh, that applies to me. I would rather have a wild beast charging at me, although I feel for those people in Zanesville, Ohio, not 50 of them, then encounter some of the spiders that came out of this guy's suitcase. Long legs. Picture this. Long legs, a hump back, and all in plastic bags. I mean, hundreds of them in plastic bags wrapped up like sandwiches, and they were in there crawling around in the little bags. So you know how many were in there? 261 Mexican red-kneed tarantulas. They were in those baggies, six boxes, and they were belonging to this Swiss guy that came in from the Dominican Republic. A Swiss dealer is where they were headed. Now, they find the dude with the suitcase and uncover all these tarantulas, right? So then they go to his house, because, of course, now we can search his house. They go to the dealer's house. They call him a dealer. I'm a spider dealer. They go to the house, and they find 665 other tarantulas. And here's the sick one part. 72 giant flesh-eating centipedes that were also smuggled in. They would have sold for 15,000 Swiss francs. That's $16,000, give or take. And they say the animals are the third most trafficked item in Switzerland after weapons and drugs. Ugh, looking at those spider bags. Ugh, what a field to be in. Hey, what do you do for a living? I smuggle in flesh-eating centipedes and red humpback tarantulas. How about you? Got any good methods for me? Oh, man. All right. To me, that certainly makes some of the oddball stuff, the list of oddball stuff that we've talked about of all time here on ATN. As we continue down the path and get ready to head for the exits here, a few other things worth mentioning that I haven't even brought up yet to this point. Big story, actually. Hillary Clinton, she didn't need a bunch of spiders in a bag with her entourage, but Hillary Clinton is in Afghanistan and Pakistan talking about, of course, the situations in those two countries. What happens as a result of that meeting, I think especially with Pakistan, the idea is cut the crap. And when people, you know, people are going over the border trying to set up IEDs or do whatever other violent situation they're trying to do, especially against our soldiers and the people in Afghanistan, and then you're letting them get a safe haven, when they crawl back into Afghanistan, you know, forget the nonsense. We're going to have to cooperate with each other. I think that that's pretty much the message. We're carrying a very big bat, or we're just going to... What if they said that? What if she just went in and said, listen, you know we have the power. We're going to shift the power. And if you never want to have our help again, then continue to do what you're doing. And it'll become very transparent what's going to happen here. Because we're not going to put up with the nonsense. We're not going to put up with the fake diplomacy, conversations, you know, whatever. Whatever you tell us, it's not your fault, blah, 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 it's what's happening. And it certainly is, because they know what's going on along those borders, and they let it happen. You can't tell me with other areas they police that they cannot step it up there. And the answer is, of course they can. They're just not doing it. They're not doing it. So I think it's actually a pretty smart move for her to be in those two places. Although if you've looked at Hillary Clinton lately, and I know you guys are going to, you're brutal, pound her into the sand, but seriously, does she not look exhausted? And I love when people say, well, maybe Hillary Clinton will run for president. Couldn't we have a do-over and try and see what happens there? Are you kidding me? Seriously, do you think she would even really want it? Of course she doesn't want it. Why? At this point in her life? I mean, really, she looks like all she's done is sit on a plane, and she's completely spent. That's, to me, that's what she looks like. She looks like she doesn't have it in her to even do another four. I mean, you think she stays as Secretary of State for another 4 years? Of course not. Of course she's not going to do it. So she is there also meeting with some of the Afghan women in a civil society roundtable discussion is what they're calling it. And that's at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. That's probably happening in the next few hours. So that's part of it. And as I said, she's also there talking with the Afghan President Hamid Karzai on stepping up the diplomatic drive
in front of all these national conferences that are coming up so that perhaps some deals can be struck and at least try to make things happen, especially when you say, or when we just learned, that NATO says that 115 insurgents have been killed in some ops in a northern Afghan province known for being really a hotbed of foreign military fighters. That's positive. What wouldn't be positive is she was over there speaking and then there was a drone attack. Oops, it accidentally missed its mark again. And there are some collateral damage to report. Some civilian casualties. That would not be good for Ms. Clinton because she would have to then explain that. And she's pushing for things like reconciliation and, you know, try to keep that up with the Taliban because they think that's the road to go now since they're not going to completely be able to stomp them out. Why not embrace them? Seems odd, but that's pretty much what the move is. Just figure out a way to make them coexist and get along and not flip around. How's that? Yeah. It's a radical thing to try in a country where for thousands of years, certain factions hated each other. And finally, what is going on with Muammar Gaddafi? The acting prime minister is saying that he ousted Gaddafi and he's believed to be recruiting fighters from other African countries and preparing for a possible return. Didn't this whole thing start back in February? And wasn't it inevitable that Gaddafi was going to be taken out and there wasn't going to be a worry there? So now he's recruiting fighters? And Mohamed Jibril is fearful that Gaddafi will be able to use relationships with neighboring countries that have been cultivated for four decades since he was in power to be able to get enough cars, enough fighters that can help him really wage a much better war. Because you have loyalists to Gaddafi that have put up some fierce resistance in some of the areas in that country, and they're claiming victory all over the place. So if the anti-Gaddafi fighters who face this kind of disorganization in their ranks could just come to the party, I think that would make a difference. And the loyalists are fighting, and it seems, and attempting to organize an insurgency, and they're using the weapons Gaddafi has because he stored those weapons in hideouts in the southern desert. Make no mistake about that. I don't know that that could... Gaddafi is gotten. I don't know that Gaddafi gets taken out or captured or whatever. Especially we're coming up to the end of the year. I'm going to say no. That cleverly, he's got people protecting him and has so many people that are loyal to him that that's just not going to happen. If you want to vent in your own special way and you get a chance to call the show, you're a third shifter, you're just getting off, you're trying to eat your crackers and time is up, send them to me. Send me your thoughts, whatever it is you want to vent about, to americatonight.net.